You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome in. It is Fantasy Forecast here on 98.7 ESPN. Phone lines are always open, as you know. I was just about to give out my own personal phone number. I was like, wait, no, that's not it. That's certainly not it. 800-919-3776 is the phone number. So true story, guys. By the way, we've got Tom and Harvey who are producing the show. So true story, guys, so as you know, at one point in time, I had five dogs. Unfortunately, now I'm down to three. I lost Billy and Maya the last 2 years, but one lived till 23. The other one lived till 18. So, and needless to say, they were...
Wait, hang on. Are we talking 23 as in dog years or 23 human years?
No, 23. She lived 23 human years with me.
That is incredible.
It was. It was incredible. Of course, towards the end, it was not pleasant. She had dementia and couldn't see, couldn't hear, all those things. But regardless, this is the point of my story. My point of my story is all of my dogs have a collar, and it has like a little charm on it, and it says their name, and it says reward, and my phone number on it. Just in case, God forbid, right? Like I'm walking the dogs, firecrackers go off and they take off, right? Like you never know, right? So one time I was, I take a lot of photographs of my dogs and I post them on social media. So I had this really adorable picture of one of my dogs and I took a picture and it was a close-up picture and I posted it on Instagram and all of a sudden my phone started to blow up. And I was like, what is going on? Like call after call after call after call. And I was just like, and I didn't recognize the phone numbers. So I was sending them. Anyway, the charm was turned backwards. So I had posted my phone number.
Oh, dear. See, I kind of had an idea of where the story was going, yeah. But I actually wanted to hear you say that before I made any real assumptions.
Any assumptions? Yes. So like my phone blew up. I was like, what's going on? And then I started getting text messages from friends saying, take the photo down, your phone number's up. And I was like, oh no. Anyway, so there's that. Welcome in. This is not doggy daycare. This is Fantasy Forecast. Getting you ready for week 13. Yes, I say this each and every week. Can you believe it's week 13? I cannot, of this NFL season. So a wall-to-wall fantasy, although we are going... here's something interesting as well. I love today's slate of games, guys. I don't know about you. Like I think we're in for a real treat today, okay? For a few reasons. Number one, the Giants and the Jets, they are in the driver's seat, right? They have where they are right now on the season. They have control of their destiny and whether or not they make it to the postseason or not. Okay, so that's first and foremost. The Giants at home, as we know, taking on Washington. I was listening to Joe Wiz just a second ago. I'm on the Giants side. I forgot who was co-hosting with him. Who was the dude that likes Washington today?
Sean Miller.
Yeah, so I know Sean likes Washington. Listen, I'm not saying that this is going to be a close game, but I do like the Giants, and I like the fact that they're getting 2.5, and you know what? I'll buy it up to +3. I think this is going to be a close game. Giants are getting healthier. We're going to dive into all that. We'll do a deeper dive into the Giants and obviously the Jets. Mathias Kiwanuka is going to join us, as always, at 8 a.m. Also, Bram Weinstein, who's the voice of the Washington Commanders, got to get used to saying that, is going to be joining us in the first hour as well. We'll do a deep dive, a preview there. Rich Cimini, as well as Jordan Renan. And of course, as always, Mike Tannenbaum joins us in the 10 a.m. hour. So a lot that we're gonna preview for you. So excited. We're going to be on with you until 11. And of course, leading into Dan Grasso and Greg Buttle with your Jets pregame show. But so I'm looking at the slate, right? So love the fact that I don't normally like the fact that the Giants and the Jets both play at 1 o'clock. But it is what it is. Hopefully this day and age, you've got more than one TV in your man spa, Chick Cave, whatever it is, and you could watch both at the same time. So I'm excited. So obviously 1 o'clock is all. It's going to be like a New York 1 o'clock slate, right? Along with the Red Zone. And then the 4 o'clock games. I don't like. I'm curious. Let's take a poll here, okay, guys? If I was to say to you that you could only watch one game between Cincinnati and Kansas City or the 49ers in the Miami Dolphins, which would it be, Tom?
Probably Chiefs Bengals, just because I know there'll be more offense, I feel like, from both teams than necessarily the 49ers and the Dolphins, at least in my personal opinion. It's a very close call, though, because I know the Dolphins are just as explosive as anybody in the league, but I like watching offense, and I feel like I'd get the most out of Chiefs-Bengals.
Oh, man. What about you, Harvey? If you could only watch one of these matchups, which one would it be?
I'm flipping it. I'm going Niners-Dolphins just because of the McDaniel angle, Jimmy G against a decent Miami defense. And, of course, another chance for Tua to present himself in the West Coast against a pretty good defense in the Niners. So I will go with the Niners, Dolphins. Plus, that offense, defense, I just love the fact that Tua now has a stretch of games where it's, what is it, San Francisco, the Chargers, and I believe Buffalo in that week's stretch. But for me, it's Niners, Dolphins.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you can make an argument for both, and I thought, excellent. I thought you both did exceptionally well in doing that, and I agree with both of you. And Harvey, great point to make. So the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, former offensive coordinator for the 49ers. So talk about a team that knows Jimmy Garoppolo extremely well. I like Miami here. I like Miami getting the points. They're getting four. I think Miami wins straight up. I think Miami beats the 49ers today. And also I like the over in that game. And I think you're right. A lot of points are going to be put up in that Kansas City-Cincinnati game. Cincinnati, definitely, Adam Schefter's reporting that they're expecting Ja'Marr Chase to play. But still, Joe Mixon has not been cleared yet. Doesn't mean that he won't be cleared by game time. Keep in mind, it's a 4 o'clock game, but he has not been cleared yet. That definitely presents a conundrum for folks out there who have Joe Mixon, like I do in fantasy, but I also have Pacheco. So I'm reserving that slot there that it's going to be Mixon, but if not, I'll play Pacheco there. So that bodes well, in regard to trying to make some tough decisions. So anyway, my point, and then later on tonight, Dallas and Indianapolis, not thrilled about it. I started watching Dead to Me last night. I'm hooked. I think I'm three episodes in, so maybe it's a binge watch the rest of Dead to Me. Also, I started a new show called Three Pines. So maybe I'll be doing some binge watching tonight, because Dallas going up against the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, come on, guys. Snoozer.
I don't know what you're talking about, Anita. I've been looking forward to this game ever since week one when I saw the Cowboys and the Colts. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to watch it. Why wasn't this game flexed?
Why wasn't this game flexed? Why wouldn't you put the 40? You know why it wasn't flexed? Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. I bet you Jerry Jones has some type of deal where you can't flex his games out.
Well, you know, and you're talking about America's team in huge air quotes here.
Stop.
Especially because we hate them here in New York, and I hate them with a burning passion. But I would have put the Dolphins and 49ers, quite frankly, at the late game if that was an option to flex them, or Bengals and Chiefs, as it was a rematch of last year's playoff game, I believe.
Of those two games should be the late game. I bet this has something to do with Jerry Jones and, you know, his power, his relentless power over the NFL. Roger Goodell, if you're listening, you know what I'm talking about. Two teams that are on a bye. It's Arizona and Carolina. And of course, the Monday night matchup is the Tampa Bay Bucs going up against the New Orleans Saints. Watch out for the Saints. That defense, they've got Tom Brady's number, and now he's down another offensive lineman. So keep that in mind. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. We come back, and I'll rattle off all the players you need to be in the know about, right? when it comes to active and attractive and not playing, and what's the latest with some of these dudes, what's being reported right now. So we'll dive into all that. We'll start taking your calls, 800-919-3776. Also, like I said, big game today with Cincinnati and Kansas City. Don't forget, this is the AFC Championship game from last year where Cincinnati knocked off Kansas City. This is a revenge game for Kansas City. So Ben Baby, who covers the Cincinnati Bengals, is going to give us a preview, as well as Adam Teicher, who covers the Kansas City Chiefs. So we'll bring that to you at 7:30. I had no show yesterday, which was fine because I was all in on Team USA. Unfortunately, they lost to the Netherlands. So that's go Orange. So that was pretty depressing, but nonetheless. So no Cynthia Freeland today, unfortunately. I know folks love Cynthia, especially when she joins us each and every week. So unfortunately, there's that. But we do have a really in-depth, good preview for that Cincinnati-Kansas City game coming your way at 7:30. And then, like I said, Matthias Kiwanuka joins us at 8 a.m. Want to remind you, this season marks the 50th anniversary of the New York Islanders hockey. So help celebrate. They're giving away tickets to the December 10th matchup against Carolina Hurricanes at UBS Arena. To enter, download the free ESPN New York app. Scroll down to contest. Submit your entry, brought to you by the New York Islanders. Join in on the fun this season by grabbing your tickets at NewYorkIslanders.com. For full contest rules, make sure you go to ESPNNewYork.com. So make sure you do that.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Deshaun Watson has not played in 700 days. Now, am I playing him? Yes, I'm playing him in a two quarterback league because I have Murray, and Murray is on a bye. So I am playing him. Again, Arizona and Carolina are both on a bye. All right, I see Shelton and Eli. Hang tight, guys. I'm going to get your calls in just a second. I want to go through our list of players who are in the news, what everybody's reporting, what we can expect. Again, reminder, the active and inactive list comes out at 11:30. Really important that you are by some type of device that you can make some changes and whatnot if, of course, you get some bad news. All right, quarterback-wise, Matthew Stafford has been placed on IR. Chances are he's done for the season. Shut him down. Why not? This Rams season is just a complete disaster. So Wolford is expected to get the start today for the Rams. Aaron Rodgers, a little concerned this week because he was dealing with a rib issue. There was a chance that Jordan Love was going to play, but no, Aaron Rodgers, thumbs up. He's expected to get the start today. Deshaun Watson, as I said, first time playing in over 700 days. Unbelievable. Justin Fields is going to start for Chicago. That's good news. Justin Fields is putting up some great fantasy numbers for you. Kyle Allen is going to continue to get the start for the Texans. Oh, God, they're god-awful. They're definitely going to get the number one pick. Sam Darnold will start again for Carolina. And Mike White getting another start for the Jets. Woohoo! That's it in regard to quarterbacks. Running backs. Josh Jacobs is dealing with a calf as well as an ankle, but he is expected to play today against the Chargers. So just keep that in mind. Najee Harris, a little touch and go all week. He is expected to play, but is not 100%. He's dealing with an ab issue. Make sure that you have Warren. If you have Najee Harris on your roster, make sure you have Warren on your bench, because if he injures it any further today, you want to make sure that you're not fighting for Warren come Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. Okay. with a little knee soreness, but is expected to give it a go today. Elijah Mitchell is out 4 to 6 weeks. If you've got some room on your roster and you want to pick up a guy that potentially could get some playing time as the season progresses, it's Jordan Mason. Jordan Mason, number two to C-Mac, now that Elijah Mitchell is out. So if you have C-Mac and you've got room on your bench, Jordan Mason is a guy that you want to pick up right now before games start today. Cam Akers, not expected to play. So keep an eye out. It's been mixed reports. But Karen Williams, I told you weeks ago to pick him up. He should have a monster share today of running the football as well as being a part of the passing game. So Williams, running back for the Rams. ATN is dealing with a foot issue. He is expected to go today, but won't be 100%. Hasty is the running back that you want to make sure that you lock down that backfield for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Melvin Gordon has been signed by Kansas City. Really doesn't mean much to me. And Michael Carter is doubtful today. Excited. Again, we're going to have Rich Cimini join us in the 8 o'clock hour, and so we'll get some information there in regard to Michael Carter. But Bam Knight, right? What a game he had last week. And I think if you did get him on your waiver wire, tee him up. I think he's in for a really good share of volume today. I'd say running back two, let alone flex play for the Jets. Mixon, Adam Schefter says that Chase is expected to return today, but Mixon still not cleared. That does not bode well for me. I've got Mixon in a few of my leagues, especially in my big money leagues. So I'm hoping he will play. He just has to pass concussion protocol. You know how strict the NFL is with that these days. J.K. Dobbins, even though he did come off of IR, still not going to be active, not going to play today. So if you have Gus Edwards, good for you. He should have a solid day today. That's who I would play over Kenyon Drake. Wide receivers, Mooney, now ankle, out for the season. Interested to see, with Justin Fields now active today, what happens with Claypool. So I do like Claypool. Claypool, I think, could be a sneaky good flex play today. Kadarius Toney out with a hamstring issue. No surprise there. Jamar Chase, like I said, with a hip, expected back. Allen Robinson is dealing with a foot issue, not expected to play. Mike Williams dealing with an ankle, not expected to play today for the Chargers. Deebo Samuel dealing with a quad. Keep an eye on that. Treymon Burks. Not sure what his ailment is, but keep an eye on him. He was limited at practice this week. Brandon Cooks is out for the Texans, so Nico Collins could be a sneaky good play for you today. Again, wide receiver two, let alone flex play. Cortland Sutton is dealing with an illness, but the illness just reared its ugly head late in the week, so could be inactive, right? So keep an eye on that. And also, Jerry Jeudy is dealing with an ankle issue. As for tight ends, Njoku is out. He's dealing with a knee. And Johnson, tight end for the Saints, is out. He's dealing with an ankle. Could be a big day for, why am I drawing a blank? Taysom Hill. Could be a big day for Taysom Hill with Johnson out. Okay. I think that is it. I mean, it's a lot, but I think that is it in regard to news and notes. Let's go to your calls. Shelton, I said you'd be first up. Sure enough, you are. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Anita. Hope you're having a great week.
Thank you.
Flex. Alan Lazard, Corey Davis, or Foster Moreau?
Who was the first one again?
Now I'm drawing a blank. Give me one.
I know you said Corey Davis. Yeah, I think you go Lazard there. Yeah, I like Lazard there. Although Fourneau, I like him. And thanks for the phone call, Shelton. I like him in DFS. I'm going to be using him a lot in DFS today. There's a lot of really good matchups for tight ends today. Just FYI. But I would definitely go with Lazard, especially against the Bears. Oh, they're the absolute worst. Let's go to Burrow Watson. Let's go to Eli. Eli, welcome in.
Yeah, you just repeated my question. would you take Deshaun Watson over Joe Burrow, or you won't?
No, No, I love Burrow. I love Mahomes. Eli, I think at least 60 points are going to be put up in that game. Just the way that, and thank you for your phone call, the way that Burrow has brought this offense along the last few weeks, going up against Kansas City, I just think a ton of points are going to be put up in that game. And not a knock on Watson. It's just, again, he hasn't played in 700 days. I think Watson is going to be utilizing his feet more so than his arm today, just kind of like getting back into the groove of things. You know, the pace and of the NFL moves a lot faster on game day than it does at practice. And this guy hasn't had game day reps in, again, 700 days. Let's go to Kevin in Connecticut. Kevin, welcome in.
Hi, Anita. How are you today? I have a flex Great. Question. So I currently have George Pickens in my flex because DeAndre Hopkins is on a bye. And I was wondering, do you think that's a safe play over Raheem Mostert? And then I have Warren on my bench as well, too.
Yes, I do. Just because Najee Harris, I have the same thing, by the way, Kevin. I have one of those on my roster where I have Pickens and Warren. And because we were hearing that Najee potentially may not have played today, I was waiting on that news. But since Najee is going to be active, yes, I would go Pickens over Warren. And listen, it's a favorable matchup. They're going up against Atlanta. In fact, I'm pretty desperate in a 14 person league, and I have Murray on a bye, and so I picked up Pickett. I mean, again, desperate times calls for desperate measures. But Pickett going up against Atlanta, I'm hoping that they could do some things offensively, which I think they can. Let's go to Mark in Brooklyn. Mark, welcome in.
Hey, I have two questions. One is I have two QB league. I have Geno, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Jared Goff.
So Geno, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Goff.
And I could pick up Pickett.
I love Geno today, by the way. So I think Goff is gonna make some noise as well. Another thing, I like a lot of points being put up in that Detroit game for sure. I love Trevor Lawrence today, by the way, guys. And Mark, thank you for your phone call. To me, Trevor Lawrence, top five quarterback this week in fantasy. In fact, I think he passes. That's my best bet today on Daily Wager is Trevor Lawrence over 234.5 passing yards, over 1.5 touchdown passes. I think Trevor Lawrence goes off. He's finally digested the system, the offense that Doug Peterson has implemented. And with the mix of talent, ATN being utilized in the passing game out of the backfield, Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, love me some Trevor Lawrence today. Let's go to Thomas. We'll take one more call before we take a break. Let's go to Thomas in New Jersey. Thomas, welcome in.
Hi, Anita. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
So, good morning. My situation, I'm decimated at wide receiver, and I have an interesting topic. I don't know if this is a good play, but I picked up Jameson Williams really late last night, and right. I need to either play him or Robert Woods. And I'm also stuck at running back. I have I have to pick two out of the four. I have Hasty, Patterson, Swift, and Pollard. And I'm really
okay. Hold on. Let's don't go anywhere. Don't hang up. Let's have your conversation in regard to your wide receiver. I would play Williams just because I think Williams has more ceiling than Woods. Okay. So I would, you know, this is a Tennessee team going up against the Eagles where their secondary is fantastic. Their rushing defense is god awful as of late, but they do get Jordan Davis back today. So that's going to be interesting to see what and how they can try to contain Derrick Henry. So that's one. Number two, I think you've got a higher ceiling with Williams. I hear nothing but outstanding things about him. I just don't know. This is his first game. So is he going to be on some kind of pitch count? Is Claypool available on your waiver wire?
No. I'm in a 14-team league. I only get moves to use the whole year. It's a really interesting league.
Okay. Yeah, I would go Williams just because I think that there's a higher ceiling there, Thomas.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And
I'm sorry. And what's your running back dilemma? What is it?
Yeah, I have to pick two out of the four. I have Hasty, Patterson, Pollard, and Swift.
What was the first one?
Hasty.
Okay, yeah. Well, ATN is supposed to play. So, oh boy. I call the champagne problems, Thomas.
Yeah, I know.
Swift was able to practice all week this week. And again, I think a ton of points are going to be put up in that Detroit game. So I definitely would go Swift. And I would go Pollard. I would go Pollard and Swift. I think it's a toss-up between Patterson and Pollard. But I keep on saying it. Pollard's a better back in that backfield for the Dallas Cowboys. And they are going up against Indianapolis today. I think this evening. I think Dallas goes up early. I think they put a lot of points up in the game. I don't think Indianapolis can stay up with them, especially with Dallas's defense. And then I think they run the ball in the second half. So I would go Pollard. That's how I envision game script. Quick break. We come back. We will have a deep preview of that Kansas City-Cincinnati game. One of the best games, arguably the best game on the slate today. That next here on 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Want to remind you, football fans, it's not too late to sign up for Cover 5, a free-to-play pick'em game for season-long fun and compete against your friends, your rivals, and your favorite 98.7 ESPN host. Pick 5 games each week, and the best score against the spread wins $100. Join the 98.7 ESPN League with the code NY22 on the Cover 5 app and cover5.com. Visit ESPNNewYork.com for full contest rules. Without further ado, let's do a deep dive into that Kansas City Chargers-Cincinnati game. Kansas City in Cincinnati today, a rematch of that AFC Championship game. We're going to bring to you both beat reporters, one Ben Baby for Cincinnati, Adam Teicher, of course, for Kansas City. They joined me earlier this week on my digital show called Bet. Let's listen in.
We've got, talking about an NFL slate, we've got a great one, and that is Kansas City going up against Cincinnati. Some would argue the Dolphins and the 49ers, but right now we're going to break down Kansas City and, of course, the Cincinnati Bengals. Adam Teicher joins us now. Adam, first things first, Patrick Mahomes, a daddy times two. He had a son this week, and we know folks out there who have kids who, given birth, their family, a lot happening in that, right? Like a lot of distractions. How is that going to play into arguably probably one of the biggest games for Kansas City coming up this weekend?
No, he sounded, Anita, like someone who was eager for that fantastic chaos that only bringing someone into the world can bring. He sounded ready for that, and he can compartmentalize as well as anybody else, so I expect him to be ready to go on Sunday. It's kind of interesting that he talked about Patrick LeVon Mahomes III, and he said, now of course he's Patrick Mahomes II, and he said he's wanted a Patrick LeVon Mahomes III since he was 5 or 6 years old, since he was a little kid. So he might have wanted that before he really wanted to be a professional athlete. And of course they have a daughter who's almost 2 years old named Sterling. They wanted some type of name connection, so Patrick LeVon Mahomes III is going to be nicknamed Bronze, with the metal scenario going here. So that's the connection between Sterling and Bronze.
I like it. I like it a lot. All right, let's talk about this Kansas City Chiefs team, because now they are the favored to win the Super Bowl. But you know what? They were back in Week 17 last year, and they lost to the Bengals not once but twice. in the regular season. Of course, we saw them lose in the postseason as well. How has this team been able to put those two losses behind them leading into this weekend's matchup?
Yeah, well, Anita, you know, the Chiefs have played a lot of Super Bowl contenders. They played Tampa Bay and San Francisco and Buffalo, of course. They've played the Chargers twice, maybe not a Super Bowl contender, but certainly an AFC West contender. But the Bengals seems to be the game that's had their attention for quite some time. Chris Jones, their defensive tackle, he talked this week about the two sacks that he missed on Joe Burrow late in the AFC Championship game last season. He said that was sort of a driving force for him during the offseason. Got him into his workouts, got him into the weight room. Linebacker Nick Bolton talked about a couple passes he got his hands on but didn't catch in the AFC Championship game. He said he's eager to make up for that this week. And, of course, Patrick Mahomes, he mentioned his what he called a terrible second half against the Bengals in the AFC Championship game. So a lot of guys seem to really want to make up for what happened last week. Now, we'll see if the Chiefs are able to do that, but certainly a lot of guys eager to show better than what they did against the Bengals in those two games last year.
Adam, thank you so much. Enjoy the game. We go from Kansas City to Cincinnati. Ben Baby joins us now to break down the Bengals. And Houdet had a great win last week, but even without their two best offensive players in Joe Mixon as well as Ja'Marr Chase, are those two dudes going to be active and attractive this coming week against Kansas City?
Well, Anita, we talked to Ja'Marr Chase earlier in the week, and he was very confident that, you know, he was going to, you know, was preparing like he was going to play, and in the confidence that he has on the field, he said that he doesn't think anybody can stop him. So that tells you how he's feeling going into this game. Obviously, we heard from Kansas City safety Justin Reed said that he was going to lock up Hayden Hurst, and Hayden kind of scoffed at that a little bit, and I think they're looking forward to this game on Cincinnati's side. I would imagine that Chase is trending towards playing. He's been limited throughout practice this week. He said that was going to be the case, but he said he has no pain in that hairline fracture in that right hip, and he wanted to just give it an extra week so that he felt comfortable playing on it. That's why he didn't play against Tennessee. And everything that we've seen at practice and everyone that we've spoken to suggests that he will play on Sunday, but we'll get a little more information as the week progresses. Another guy that everyone's going to be keeping their eye on is running back Joe Mixon. Mixon missed last week's game with a concussion, and he's been limited throughout practice this week. So we'll see if he ends up going full on Friday. We'll speak to Bengals head coach Zach Taylor on Friday after their final walkthrough heading into Sunday to see if Mixon is available. Now, what makes this interesting is that the Bengals have ran the ball pretty well with Samaje Perine and then Travion Williams. In fact, they were able to control that line of scrimmage against a Tennessee defense that is known for being difficult to run the ball against. And the Bengals, in the middle of the year, transformed their run scheme. They went from a zone-heavy scheme to a gap scheme, and that has really helped the Bengals' offensive line go downhill. It's created a lot of good efficiency. And no matter what back is back there, whether that be Mixon, whether that be Samaje Perine, or even Travion Williams, they seem to be getting the yardage they're looking for. So we'll keep an eye on what that's going to be like on Sunday. But whatever the case, there's been a lot of chatter between these teams, and this should be a potential playoff preview that we get here in Cincinnati.
So earlier this week, our own Dan Orlovsky said that teams should be very fearful of this Bengals team because they are gelling. They are coming together at the right, they are peaking at the right time. Are you seeing that based on, you know, what this team was able to do last year? Are you seeing them come together at the right time right now? Have you seen a difference the last few weeks?
Yeah, you know, Anita, what's interesting is the Bengals have heard all the chatter about them having such a tough schedule, and our ESPN analytics definitely agree with that. But there's also an implicit message when you say a team has a tough schedule and that they may not be as good as the teams they're facing. And I asked Bengals head coach Zach Taylor about that implied narrative when you look at the opponents they have left, teams like Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, Cleveland now with their starting quarterback. And Zach said they're not really annoyed, but they know what kind of team that they have. And teams do have to come and play the Bengals. And we've heard a lot of chatter inside that locker room about the confidence that they're playing with. And they feel like as long as they've got number 9 and quarterback Joe Burrow, that they're as good as anybody in the NFL, and they're playing as well as anybody in the NFL. And definitely when you look at their touchdown differential, that seems to be the case. But, you know, this is going to be a big test for this Bengals team that has played really well after a slow start and is looking to beat Kansas City again and continue their trek to defending their status as AFC champions.
Again, that was Ben Baby. What a great name. And Adam Teicher giving us an in-depth look of this Kansas City and Cincinnati matchup. I love the over here. So anyone and everyone who's active, play them, because I think a ton of points are going to be put up in that game. We come back. We'll continue with your calls. 800-919-3776. Also, I will share with you, there are a number of players I like today in fantasy. I think a lot of points are going to be scored today in a number of games. Some really exciting games on tap.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
By the way, ESPN New York presents an evening with New York Yankees manager Aaron Boone, hosted by Michael Kay on Thursday, December 8th. This intimate dinner event is your chance to meet Aaron Boone and hear him discuss the past season and, of course, the future of the Bronx Bombers. For your chance to score a pair of passes to this exclusive event, download the free ESPN New York app, scroll down to contest, submit your entry, brought to you by Jackpot, right? Download the Jackpot app and get your first Mega Million or Powerball ticket free using the code ESPN. Must be 18 years or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpot.com/TOS for full terms of service. 800-919-3776. Before I get to my list of players that I'm definitely going to be playing today, whether it's on my roster or on DFS, let's get to your calls. Let's go to Kevin in New Jersey. Kevin, welcome in.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have Jamal Williams and Swift from Detroit, David Montgomery, Etienne, and I also could have available, if he doesn't play, Joe Mixon's backup, Kareem. Which of those two do you think would be best choices?
Well, I love Montgomery. You absolutely have to play Montgomery. If Mixon is out, Perine is definitely a great play. It's tough, that with Swift now healthy. Do you know Jamal Williams has the most touchdowns? I'm sure you know this if you have him on your roster. He's got the most touchdowns of any running back in the NFL, but with Swift healthy, that definitely, it cancels each other out. So I guess definitely Montgomery. If Joe Mixon plays, I would go ATN. If ATN does not play, then I would go P. Ryan. I mean, if Mixon does not play, I'd go P. Ryan. Makes sense, Kevin?
Yep.
Okay. Great. Good luck. Good luck this week. Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome in.
Good morning. I have a wide receiver question. Have Nico Collins or Deontay Johnson?
Oh, I like Nico Collins today, especially with Brandon Cooks out. I think his volume is going to be really, really significant, and not a knock on Deontay Johnson, but obviously he's a favorite target of Ben Roethlisberger. Pickens is a favorite target for Pickett. So I just think volume alone, I think you've got to go Nico Collins.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, Mike. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right. Really quick, let's run down some of the players here that I really like this week. In regard to quarterbacks, of course, you know, you're going to play Mahomes, you're going to play Burrow, you're going to play Herbert, but I do like Goff, and I love Trevor Lawrence as well as Geno Smith today in fantasy at the quarterback position. In regard to running backs, I do believe Cleveland, even though Deshaun Watson is back, I think they're going to be really committed to running the football. So I love Chubb. I think Austin Eckler has a chance of really crushing it today. I love Montgomery. I like Pierce. I like Knight with the Jets. Who else? Brian Robinson with the Giants, because they're just uber committed to running the football. And apparently, Andre Gibson is dealing with some type of health issue. In regard to wide receivers, no brainer here with Devontae Adams. I like Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think he has a monster day. Both Kirk and Zay Jones with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Garrett Wilson with the Jets. I can't wait to see what he does today with Mike White continuing to be the starting quarterback. I think that is it. I do like Pickens as well. Claypool with, of course, you know, him now being the number one wide receiver there, especially with Justin Fields back in action. In regard to tight ends, George Kittle, I think, is going to have a solid day against Miami. TJ Hockenson against the Jets. Love me some Freiermuth against Atlanta. Hopefully he could find the end zone. He hasn't. I think he only has one touchdown on the season. Conklin with the Jets, Hurst with Cincinnati, Moreau with the Raiders. Probably my favorite DFS tight end play today in regard to the amount of value. The value, very cheap on DFS, Moreau. And Cole Kmet, another, you know, with Mooney out, now those targets have to go somewhere. So Cole Kmet, to me, tight end, really is really significant. And defense that I'm going to play a lot today in DFS is the Cleveland Browns going up against the Texans, FYI. So anyway, hey, listen, thank you so much for tuning in to Fantasy Forecast. Really do appreciate it. You know, I know it's week 13. Hopefully we've helped you at least be relevant in your fantasy teams and helping you get to the playoffs, which start in the next 2 weeks.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.